political and diplomatic negotiation, but this looks ominously like the early deployment of an invading army. Heavy artillery, convoys of trucks bringing supplies and soldiers, as many as 100,000 it's believed, as well as helicopter gunships now crisscross the mountain ranges on the border of eastern Turkey and Iraq. The Kurdish PKK's attacks on the Turkish military are designed to provoke an incursion. It may well happen. A full invasion, though, seems unlikely at this stage.
It will not be a full-scale invasion of any kind. It will be raids against the PKK hideouts. It will be raids against PKK facilities, maybe in northern Iraq, but never will it be a full-scale invasion of any big territory of northern Iraq or the northern Iraqi cities.
At home, the crowds are baying for action against the PKK. The politicians have put the legal framework in place authorising an attack, but the government's under pressure from Washington, London and across the Middle East to step back from violence. Northern Iraq is about the country's only stable and relatively prosperous region. Conflict there would be bad news. The commentators say the West simply has to assist Turkey, a NATO ally, in need.
The failure to tackle the PKK presence is basically pushing Turkey towards Syria and Iran. Syria and Iran they've been cooperating with Turkey in the fight against the PKK. The Syrian president was in Ankara last week saying that Turkey has got any right to carry out an operation against the PKK. So in some way the West here is taking a huge risk of losing what has been a formidable ally in a very difficult neighborhood for the past 50 years.
In northern Iraq, even moderate Kurds with little heartfelt support for the PKK are protesting at the possibility of the conflict developing here. In truth, the PKK's political popularity is waning. That's why they're doing this, trying to draw Turkey into fighting Kurds and using this to reignite popular support. And that's the problem facing Turkey. Ceasefire offers notwithstanding, they're being asked to show restraint. But each new attack, a new military casualty, makes that restraint harder to achieve, day by day. Stuart Ramsey, Sky News.